India has put into orbit its most sophisticated imaging satellite. Experts say the RISAT-2 will allow India's security agencies to monitor military activities and movements of suspected terrorists in neighboring countries. Independent aerospace and defense analyst Lance Gatling in Tokyo tells VOA News the Israeli-built satellite contains X-band synthetic aperture radar designed to observe ground targets down to 1 meter in size.
It doesn't use ambient light, so it can actually see through clouds, and it can also see in total darkness.
India's existing satellites often get blinded at night and during the monsoon season. Indian media reports say the 300-kilogram satellite will be in an orbit at an altitude of 550 kilometers. It is expected to have a lifespan of 3 years. Shortly after the launch, the chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization, G. Madhavan Nair, in an interview with NDTV, downplayed the intelligence capabilities of the new satellite.
Actually, that is not in the agenda of ISRO. This is essentially meant for peaceful application like disaster management support and things like that. It is the security agencies who will procure the images and do whatever they want.
The Press Trust of India, in its dispatch from the Sriharikota Barrier Island launch site, just off the coast of Andhra Pradesh, reported the RISAT-2 is primarily intended to keep a round-the-clock eye on India's border and aid anti-terrorist operations. Other reports say the technology will also allow India to track Pakistani and Chinese ballistic missile launches. Only several other countries have reconnaissance satellites of this sophistication. The rocket liftoff, using India's Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, is the latest example of a burgeoning relationship in the defense arena between India and Israel, according to analyst Lance Gatling.
It's interesting that they would get it from Israel because Israel itself launched its own similar satellite on an Indian rocket because they could get a better orbit from India. So they actually have a very pragmatic relationship. It is growing. I understand Israel is now the second largest exporter of arms to India.
Russia remains the top weapons supplier to India. The C-12 rocket, which carried the RISAT-2, also put into orbit another satellite named Anusat. The amateur communications microsatellite, weighing less than 50 kilograms, is the first one in India designed and built by university students. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.